We have got Sam Mikaire from Te Te, Te Nehe Nehe Nui, the new post-settlement governance entity on behalf of Maniapoto. Tēnā koe, Sam.
Morena.
Morena. Morena. How are you?
Oh, really good, thanks. You've just caught me sneaking a pie out of the Otorohanga Bakery, Green Bakery. So.
Yeah, I know that bakery.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yum. Okay, it's been 2 years since settlement. What are some of the challenges you've faced in that time?
You know, it's been an incredible journey, really, in the last, I think it was October 17th of 21 when the trust deed was signed, and then from there we went through all the various stages of the first, second, and third readings. And, you know, they on themselves took time and effort from the iwi. But as of the 27th of September of last year, you know, when we finally crested that part and went for royal assent and then the final settlement on the 24th of November, it's really been about preparing Te Nehe Nehe Nui to be able to support and take forwards the needs of and wants of our people. So we, in that time, went around and, you know, we did some hui within the rohe with our whare, and then we moved out towards the motu. And we're able to get the feedback from everyone, and that's where actually we were able to create Te Nehe Nehe Nui's strategy, Te Kawau Rukuro. So that's been one of the big challenges, is just getting that sorted. And then we went back to the iwi and we presented that back to them, and we got the thumbs up on that. So for us, the real focus in the last, say, 8 months has been around making sure that we are fit for purpose and ready to go, because as our PSG, we take it very serious that, you know, we are the servants to our people, and we need to make sure that what they have given us is what we are focusing on for delivery. So when you ask us the challenges, I don't know if I'd call them challenges, but we've definitely been, you know, grateful in our positions we're in and really driving hard at getting the first 5 years or our punga phase of Te Kawau Rukuro ready for our action.
And what does that five-year strategy look like?
Yeah, it's a good question. So our first piece is really around what we call akanui, which is it's around ensuring that our whānau can get access to their whakapapa, their kaupapa. So it's about connecting Maniapoto to Maniapoto, making the connections between our people outside the rohe and inside the rohe, establishing our whare to represent our people. So our seven whare within the rohe or Maniapoto representing our whānau, as well as our akawhawhau, which is our other groups that sit without the region. So akanui is all about bringing our people together and making available our mātauranga, so that way, you know, even if you're living abroad, you can kind of see that. So we're looking at launching our online platform in the coming 5 months, so that our whānau can gain access to all those precious taonga, at least digitally.
Mm.
Then we have our taiao, which is, you know, as the rohe o Maniapoto, we strongly defend our positions within the community, within the taiao, to ensure that it's there for our mokopuna. I mean, that's I think that's every iwi's focus, though, right? We are kaitiaki. We must look after it so that our tamariki in the future have that luxury that we grew up with. So there's some kaupapa around that. It's all in our doctrine, actually. But the main three in the next 5 years for us, though, really revolve around health, education, and infrastructure. So we're looking at mātauranga and how we work with our communities, with our people within the rohe, gain access to our 90% out there, to develop plans to create access for our people to education in the community, in those rural zones. And then we've got our hauora, which is really about trying to create that equity for our people, so we get equitable access to medical outcomes. And then obviously the final one around whanake is housing, it's infrastructure, it's entrepreneurs, trying to support our communities, our people around, and get 200 whānau in the next 5 years into safe, warm homes. So that's really the general focus. We knew going into it that we would be tasked for everything, but our strategy has helped us really narrow down on the things we can hit straight off the bat. And we presented that back this week too at the Hui Aiwi on Saturday over at Maniaroa, which is, you know, a beautiful place to hold the hui aiwi, because, you know, you're backed up by both the rohe, the ngahere, and then you've got this beautiful moana out in front of you. And we presented that to them with our entities, Waihikurangi and Ahuahu, which are our charitable and commercial entities that we have running, and our GMs were there this weekend presenting back their work plans and how it was all going. And we got really positive positive feedback. Well, at least that's what we've seen so far. Sorry, going on a bit.
No, that's fine. I was going to ask you about how the people have been receiving it. And is there any concerns from your people from the iwi?
I think there's always going to be concerns. Like one of them was, you know, making sure that we give our, because our kaimahi are out there, we're in the community quite frequently, just making sure we look after our kaimahi.
Mm.
And we were really strong about that, actually. It's one of the reasons we have such high engagement in our team, is that, you know, we get to work for our people, and we get to do it in our kind of Māori way. So we're all there because we want to be there. So it's very easy. But other than that, we had such positive kōrero come back around how people are really appreciating the transparency, the frequency with which we communicate. You know, we've got a great trustees in there. Our first set of trustees are now embedded and doing great work and really focusing on the strategy and how we continue to deliver to that. So, it's an exciting time for us now, but we're grateful that our people get around us. We've been given great trustees from the elections that we completed last year in September. We're just feeling quite positive about our direction of travel, and hopefully we continue to hear our people and support what they need.
Ka pai. That sounds really exciting, and so you've done so much work within a really short time. You know, it was only signed off at the end of last year.
Yeah, well, you know, we take it quite seriously that our people have waited hundreds of years to get our opportunity to create our pathway to mana motuhake. And my team and I don't want to be the ones that are not going to, you know, progress it as quickly as possible, but as safely as possible. So through great leadership on our trustees, we've got great boards in both Ahuahu and Waihikurangi. We really are fortunate that Maniapoto has so many people with such high calibre and experience that, you know, it's a privilege.
Ka pai. Well, all the best, and we look forward to speaking to you as things develop for Te Nehe Nehe Nui over this time. Ka pai.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you for your time. And one last thing is, before I get called out for just singling out Otoranga, I do like pies throughout the Rohio Maniapoto, so there you go.
I enjoy the pie. Yeah, well, enjoy your pie from Otorohonga. Ka pai.
Ka pai. Thank you. Ka kite.
Ka kite.